Hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy Marie and Julie.
And I'm Christy Marie. Hi, Julie.
And that makes me Julie.
That's right.
Yay.
We're mother and daughter.
Yay, we are. And I had that thought, like, in this lifetime.
Yeah.
That was a thought afterwards. Yeah. We're mother and daughter in this lifetime.
In this lifetime.
We probably were mother and daughter, but switcheroo-y.
Or husband and wife.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe a gay couple. Power bottom, power top. I don't know which is who. I mean, if we are living, we could have been cavemen together. I don't know. You know, bad neighbors. I don't know. The list goes on and on.
Right.
You know, and what I do know is if I did do a regression therapy and I found out what my past lives were.
Yes.
You've done it and you have been amazing scribes and oracles and all that stuff. And like, I'm the baker down the street making bread for people.
having the yeast disease.
Exactly. I'm doing those kind of things. You know, it's like, ooh, life is so exciting. That's why I'm so joyous about this life. Yes. Like, I really, at the core of my being, know this is my best life ever. Because I know for a fact.
We finally got it together,
you know,
here.
I did live in Egypt time, and I was the one pushing those damn rocks up the hill. You know, I wasn't the queen or the king or the oracle.
Yes,
I wasn't the cool one. I was the one that was the workhorse. So when I say to myself, this is my best life ever, I truly, truly, truly mean it.
Yes.
This was my best life ever so far.
And you're living it, girl. You're living the dream.
And I know that there's room for improvement. It's going to get better the next time around.
Yeah.
Just better.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Unless this is your last one, if you're good enough to figure it out.
I'm enjoying the shit out of this life.
Yeah.
So I don't know if good enough, I don't have to come back. Like, I wouldn't mind coming back.
Yeah.
But if.
I understand that.
But on the other hand, if I don't come back with you guys.
Right. That's a problem.
I kind of feel that
way. Well, also too, if you knew like where you could go.
Right.
After this, maybe you wouldn't want to come back.
Or if we, right.
Maybe you were going to be an ambassador to the stars.
Did you say a bastard to the stars?
Ambassador.
Oh, an ambassador. I was like, a bastard to the stars. I don't have a father. I'm just a star child. A bastard to the stars. Yeah, could be. Could be one of those. I don't know.
Late yesterday, we were playing Scrabble, and you asked me, Mama, can I write the word bitch down on Scrabble?
Yeah.
And I said, Yes,
you can.
It's an allowable word.
And it just happened to fall on a double word, double letter, double word.
Double letter, double word.
And with the B on it.
Yes.
Not the I, big deal. It's only 1 point.
They would not allow bastard, though. But bitch is allowed.
Now, I find that sexist. How dare you, Scrabble? I'm protesting. I'm canceling
you. Well, because bitch is a female dog.
Yeah.
Bastard is bastard. Bastardo.
Bastard means fatherless, doesn't it?
Oh, I guess you're right.
So, I mean, kinda.
I'll have to look it up.
But you can't say bastard, but you can say bitch.
I remember meeting
this one Irishman. Sorry, it sounds funny. I don't know why. And we were talking about dogs, and he just threw that bitch word around like it was no one's business. And I thought to myself, oh.
Is he having fun?
No. His wife was American, goes, oh, they don't mean bitch when they say bitch. They really do mean, you know.
He's a bitch.
Bitch.
She was a bitch. She's a good bitch.
She's a good bitch. I'm like, oh, okay.
Hello, you bitches.
Head down. All right. I get you.
Was he wearing a kilt? No.
No, that was a trucker I met the other day. Yeah, he was not wearing a kilt. Yeah. And kilt is Scottish, by the way, girlfriend.
Sorry.
I know.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry, right? So I want you to share a story that could have been disastrous this week. But
there's many of them.
But was not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to share it with me?
Which are you talking
about? I'm talking about the salt.
The father.
Yes.
Okay, so. It could have been disastrous. It was sort of disastrous in the sense that you and I were we were eating something, mm-hmm. and we were both realizing that our tongues and our lips were becoming numb.
Yes,
and we were good detectives that we are.
Yes,
trying to
kept eating.
We kept trying trying to figure it out.
And I'm like, well, that's interesting.
Yeah. And then we finally figured it out because during the day, Norm had asked us, how did it go?
Here's how it went down.
Yeah, because I can't really think of the order of it.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell the story. Okay. Sorry about this. So I'm noticing that the dishwasher has clean dishes, but the door is dirty, like has these orange spots all over it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Daddy, I go, what's going on here? He goes, what do you mean? I go, the dishes are clean, right? He goes, yeah. I go, but why is the door so dirty?
Was the door on the outside or the inside?
Inside.
Got it.
So that's odd, right? The door.
Very, very odd.
And he said, oh, he goes, remember when I asked you about if this thing was pepper spray? And I thought it was a lighter. And so I had brought the pepper spray. Now that I know it was pepper spray, I brought it from the living room that we keep in this little drawer. Because in case a bad guy breaks in the living room.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, I thought it was a lighter. And I had to light something in the kitchen right above our dishwasher that happened to have the door slightly ajar because I was taking dishes out. And I tried to light something. And instead, this spray comes out. And I guess it got into the dishwasher.
And but he felt very lucky that it was not turned toward him
yes,
at the time.
Because the way it's designed, you cannot push down the button and have it towards you. Like they have it. It's a fail safe.
Oh, good. Oh, lovely.
I said, oh, interesting. I said, is there a reason why you didn't then rewash the dishes? I go, because now it makes sense, Dad, because I have been complaining last day, like, my lips feel numb. Yeah. Like, why is my tongue a little numb?
Yeah.
And now to realize is that
it feels like after you've eaten a ghost pepper.
Yeah. I go, oh, this is interesting. I'm eating lunch and I'm realizing that I just not enough to be totally concerned.
No.
So just a slight enough, just a but now bit. It makes sense.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh my God, I didn't realize that pepper spray had gotten on the dishes. I thought truly it just had gotten in the door. I go, oh, okay. Well, let's rewash the dishes.
Mystery solved.
My brain feels healthy again because now everything
we can never
makes
figure this stuff out.
Everything makes sense. That's the key. We can figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
But Julie, I've been so proud of you this week because, you know, since Dad's been off, he's had to be offered the next 2 weeks and going to his cardiac rehab and stuff like that. And you've taken over the truck.
Yes.
And I have missed you incredibly.
I've missed you too, girlfriend.
I mean, I feel so much happier when I'm with you. Not that I'm unhappy with
no,
Norm.
No, it's a different
I'm
happy.
I'm just so much happier with you.
On the spectrum, you're slightly happy with Norm.
On the spectrum, it's like, you know, everything moves like quicksand with Norm.
Right.
And I guess that's because that he's just Normano.
Right.
You know, but I'm used to having our tempo.
Yes.
You know, but
we do have a little bit stronger tempo.
Yeah.
You know, he really is.
I call him Perry Como. Nobody probably knows that reference.
Yeah.
But in the old days, Perry Como was a singer, but he was known as like the relaxed crooner.
Right.
Like nothing would shake him. Nothing. And that's how Norm is. Nothing gets his blood going. Nothing just, it's just, and basically his days are like this. Take the dog out, pee. Not the dog, him. He has to pee. He has to take the dog out.
Yeah.
Then he takes the dog out. Then he pees.
Yeah.
And then maybe he does something. He might putz around a little bit.
Yeah.
But mostly it's take the dog out again.
Yeah.
And then pee.
Right.
So his whole life, you know, during the day is really structured around those two things.
Yes.
If he gets other things done in the middle, thank God.
Right.
But mostly it's those two things.
Yes.
And brushing his teeth. I don't know why, but he brushes his teeth like 4 or 5 times a day.
I love it. That's great.
I don't know. And sprays. And
well,
he does the
sprays. And I asked him, I said, hey, are you kind of getting a little edgy to go back to work a little bit?
Yeah, I heard you say that today.
And he officially said no.
No, not at all.
I have more than enough stuff to do here.
Yeah.
More than enough.
Especially since he doesn't do anything.
Especially since he does nothing.
It's so funny because you know how you and I do Monday mornings. We have a list.
Yes.
Of all the things that we want to get done that week.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are, you know, administration kind of things.
Yeah.
But so Dad and I did the list. But we did it on Tuesday since Monday was a holiday.
Right.
So we did the Tuesday list. And literally Friday, I think, we still had the Tuesday.
Well,
list.
I like the fact that your desk in your room still looks the same as it did on Tuesday.
Yes.
Now, I know the desk is an ever-going thing because that's your staging area.
It's a staging area.
And
But also, too, one of the things that we have created a monster with Norm.
Yeah, he's a princess.
But also, he's...
Monster princess.
He's learned to use Amazon. So now he is like the Mr. Magoo of technology.
Right.
He's like just horrible at it.
Right.
But he now knows how to ask Amazon what he wants to search for. Like he went bolt cutters.
Yes.
He went 36-inch bolt cutters. First he said bolt cutters. And then he got like pages and pages, and he was like, "I don't know what I'm going to do." I said, "Well, what about getting more specific?" And he goes, "Well, I guess I could ask for 36-inch." I go, "Try that." And then, you know, two pages comes up.
Yeah.
Much more manageable.
Exactly.
And then he goes, "Oh, I like this." And then he spent an hour reading the reviews.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And then he decided against that one because the reviews were not that.
Right.
And he found another one, and he liked those reviews. Mm. And then when he said, "Well, I think I'm going to get this. What do I have to do?" And I said, "Well, what do you think you have to do? Because what does it say on to the right? It says, put in cart or buy now."
Yeah.
And he goes, "Buy now?"
Yes.
And so he clicked on that, and then it came up, "Thank you."
Yeah.
He went, "Wait, what?"
Like, that's how fucking easy it
is. That's how easy it is. And you can get it tomorrow. And he went, "What?"
And that's why you said to me this week, you're like, "Julie, I'm a little scared."
Yeah.
Because in a time where I've committed to kind of cooling my jets a little bit by buying stuff, I go, "I've just been buying stuff."
Yeah.
And because I have another goal, which is a well-stocked home. I need to have a well-stocked home. And I'm like, our house I never thought wasn't well-stocked. I go, "But okay, what does that mean?" And you're like,
"I'm freaking out."
You're freaking out. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
And my focus with Norm is not the same focus as I would like to have with him.
Yeah.
And we're not on the same page completely.
But also, too, we haven't seen the light of sunlight in about 4 days. It's just been raining totally.
And unfortunately, and so we've had a little bit of dormer issue.
But not a basement issue.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
So,
And here's the thing. What is that stuff called? That seal coat? What is that called?
I know. Seal coat. Fix it.
No, yeah, but I know. It's on the commercials all the time.
It does like this. And you can put this on a
boat.
We're going to spray this on a screen and make a boat.
Well, that's what we use for the basement.
Yeah.
And it like truly, truly works.
Yep.
So now we're going to use it for the dormers, but we couldn't because Norm said it's wet.
Right.
And we have to wait till it dries.
Right.
So he's so fortunate. They doesn't have to do it right now.
Exactly. Well, it's weird because we had done it one side last year or the
beginning? Oh, no. Years ago, I think.
No. I mean, just recently, like last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I wonder if it has to be done like every year or something.
Oh, I don't remember that, but possibly.
Yeah. So yada, yada, yada. We'll get that taken care of. It's just
But I just wanted to kind of reiterate that now that he knows that Amazon is that
easy.
Effing easy.
And how effing crazy is Amazon to make it that easy for you?
I mean, smart as
it can be. And so where I thought that Amazon might be at its peak for, and like, oh, no, it's just going to keep going. It's going to keep expanding.
Well, like one of the reviews that he read on the, just for your information, on the 36-inch bolt cutter, the guy goes, "Stuck here in California trying to get this load open. I ordered these on Amazon, got it the next day."
Oh, my God.
"And opened it like butter."
Oh, no.
So, I mean.
What the? That's a good. Okay, well, that was a good review.
And that was a good review, right?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was.
Can you imagine being stuck out in California going, and got to get the bolt cutters that you needed? Yeah,
and you can't, you know, it's weird. It's weird because you're like, that was his least resistant way of getting this done.
Yeah.
And no one could help him. And it was funny because. Couple things. I lend somebody my bolt cutters yesterday.
No.
Yes.
Did he comment that they were broken?
No, not one bit. Mm-hmm. He was telling me he was parked next to my semi, and I come in. I go, "Hey, how you doing?" He goes, "Fine." He goes, and he was telling me his woes, and he says, "You don't by chance have a screwdriver?" I go, Yeah, I do. I'm sure in my semi I've got a screwdriver. He goes, yeah, because I was told that if I take off this light, I won't get a ticket. But if the light's here but broken, I get a ticket. And I can't get this off. I got two. I go, okay.
Do you mean he's a truck driver and doesn't have a screwdriver on him?
I don't know. He works for a company.
Oh, there you go. That's the reason.
That's the reason. We're self-employed, so we have everything we want possible everything. With us. He works for a company.
We travel with the kitchen sink.
Yes. And I said, is it a Phillips or a flathead? And he goes, Phillips. I'm like, okay. So I went and looked and got one for him. And he's like, the screws wouldn't come out. And I'm like, oh, he goes, you got a hammer? And he goes, yeah. I go, yes. And he was hammering.
Up in the alley.
And then finally I just knocked at my window and he's like, turns around. Cause we're really right
that
next
close,
to each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I give him my bolt cutters. And he's like, thumbs up. Let me try it. And he bolt cut those things off.
Right away.
And then he goes, oh, thank you so much.
Like
I'm so happy.
Butter.
Yeah,
like butter.
Butter, you know. And so I'm like, that's great. And it was weird because this week I've had such amazing experiences in the truck. Some very stressful situations and some delays that were like, but I've had to really train my mind to
right.
go, what's the right. bonus here? What's right. the good thing here?
Right. What's the blessing?
It was a blessing. Exactly. Mom gave me a funny look. Well, and during this one time, because I'm driving and I had to get a trailer and a chassis someplace odd, and I thought, oh, good, I got a good chassis, good trailer. That's great. Half hour into my ride, a semi driver comes up next to me and starts pointing at my trailer.
You're smoking.
And I'm like, we don't know. I don't know what's going on at this point. Yeah. I thought, oh, what the hell could this be?
Yeah.
And then back tire smoking, which means that a brake is too tight.
Right.
So I pulled, luckily I pulled the truck stop and, and I'm like, oh, is there a place to get this fixed here? And they said, no, it's 10 miles up ahead. And I'm like, okay. I called Deb and I go, okay, I'm going to go fix it. And I get there and they're like, oh, it's an hour wait. Mm-hmm. Hour and a half wait. I'm like, okay, I can deal with that. 4.5 hours later, it takes them 10 minutes to fix.
Oh, Lord.
And I thought,
that's just horrible.
And during this time, I'm like, okay, I can't be on the phone because they're going to call me. And I got to be able to take the phone call. Yeah. Otherwise, I'll move on to somebody else.
Yes.
But this is relentless. But during that time, I did my meditation with Sam Harris. And I did a longer Wim Hof breathing exercise that I did in total darkness.
Yeah. Ooh.
And because what you, and what I did was, so with Wim Hof, you're doing a session of deep breaths, in and out.
Circular breaths.
Circular breathing,
out,
in and out, at a pretty good tempo.
Yes.
And then you hold your breath.
Right.
And you start.
You hold
exhale
the
first.
Exhale, yeah.
And then you hold your breath.
Right.
And holding your breath on the exhale is actually easier than holding your breath on the inhale because you've released the carbon dioxide, which is better for you.
Right.
And so I'm at my fifth round and I'm holding my breath close to 3 minutes. And
my God.
And I'm like, and at that like 2.5 minute mark.
That's Tom Cruise.
I know.
That's Tom Cruise territory.
My brain started going into a weird spot. And I thought to myself, consciously, I'm going to go someplace weird that I might not be able to get to that phone call fast enough.
Whoa.
And I'm like, I better take a deep breath and let it be.
Yeah.
Kind of snap myself
Smart.
Out of this.
Yeah.
Out of this psychedelic mushroom trip I'm having
All
just by
right.
breathing.
And I'm in the dark.
Yes.
In the back of a semi.
And so what I did then is I went and I looked at news on my phone for a split second because I was working on your phone. Mm-hmm. So I was getting it ready and, you know, so forth. And it was a weird news thing. It was, and I wanted to share it with you because you brought it up about how Dad purchased these bolt cutters because the review was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And so this news was about this Audible book called 9623. But do you know what he's donating, by the way?
Sperm.
Yes. Mm. How'd you know?
I just guessed.
You know, but here's what I thought was interesting. Here is the one comment or review. And it was, a person said, I have absolutely no idea the complexity of sperm donations. And I...
Buy this book now.
But just, and I thought the complexity of sperm donating. I don't know. I mean, I thought it was just a hand job, really. I thought it was maybe some paperback, maybe a magazine, a video, right. A cup. I didn't think it was that complex.
It's complex, Julie.
So, did you know the story about this at all?
No, not at all.
One of the descriptions I'm going to lead you on a path that brought me into the story.
Okay.
And you'll realize why it brought me into the story. So basically, donor 9623 is like the parent to like 36 kids all across the country.
Wow.
Because he has supposedly superior sperm.
Superior sperm or genes?
Superior genes, uh-huh. Which they hope would lead to superior sperm.
Got it.
And so here's some description, you know, that the sperm had.
Okay.
It was beautiful in color.
Is that right?
No, I don't know.
It's a rainbow. A double rainbow. It's okay. A unicorn.
Here he is. He spoke four languages, an IQ of 160. Doctorate in neuroscience engineer.
No.
And looked like Tom Cruise.
No.
And I thought, did Greg donate sperm?
Oh my God, it sounds like Greg.
Did Greg, my brother, donate sperm back then?
Greg speaks four languages.
Yes.
And I don't know about the 160. That's what I was 159.
Yeah, and you told us that we were geniuses our whole life. We never were tested. I mean, Gregory could have been giving out his sperm. So I thought, look like Tom Cruise. I'm like, that's my brother.
Yeah.
Holy cow. And then, later in life, the kids are not performing as well as they should be.
Is this true?
That's not true.
Oh, okay.
I don't know yet.
But they're filing these children.
Well, what happened was the sperm bank, just by a big mistake, sends an email to everybody and by chance accidentally puts the sperm donor's name in it.
What?
They name him. I know. And so...
So it's not Dr. Greg Peters.
No. It's Chris Agelis, I think.
Oh.
I wrote it down.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what do you do nowadays when you've got some more information?
You sue for money?
Close. You also first.
Forget you sue for child support. Oh, you Google Chris.
You Google the guy's name.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I want to know what languages this guy speaks.
Oh, okay.
He's a neuroscientist. Maybe he's like, you know, has amazing patents and all this cool stuff.
Right, yeah.
How cool is my kid?
Yeah.
And so what happened was... because, you know, in the world, like all these, they call them not pseudo detectives. Pseudo is not the right word. But I'm going to say lame detective. That's not the right word either. What's that?
Pet detective?
No. What do you call yourself when you're not like in the church?
Like you're a lay detective.
Laid. Yeah.
Laid?
No.
It's again. A lay. L-A-Y.
Lay.
Lay
detective. Yeah. Okay. That could be it. Or laid. Chills. My brain's functioning on all cylinders in certain areas.
Right.
Not this part.
No.
Okay. Or a lay detective.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I would prefer the latter.
Citizen detective. That's the word I was looking for.
I love it.
You know, because
we're
searching out the bad guys online.
Yes.
And now, so.
Make a citizen's arrest.
Right. But now these women who've gotten this sperm are like, I've got some more information.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and find my baby daddy.
Yeah.
Just for kicks and sticks.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Did those sticks hurt?
They did. Because what happened was this. They didn't find him specifically, but they found that he had written a comment on some message board.
Right.
And the comment was this, I'm hearing voices. You know, in his description of four languages and a doctorate in neuroscience engineering, he neglected to say that he was schizophrenic.
Oh, no.
Yes. And so to find out.
Only one part of him was a doctorate in neuroscience.
Yeah, exactly.
And spoke four languages.
You know, unfortunately, he was hospitalized for mental illness. He pleaded guilty for burglary at one point. He never graduated college. You know, all these things. And so,
is he a Trump supporter?
I don't know. It did not say that at this moment. I didn't go that deeply. So then I felt a little sigh of relief because I know my brother. Yes, he looks like Tom Cruise. But as far as I know, he has not been in prison for burglary.
And he the voices he hears are only of the Van Halen. Of Van Halen.
Or his mother saying, you're not doing well enough. What is your... I go, you can amp it up a little bit. You could try a little harder. Exactly. So we're thinking, at this point...
Oh my God, Julie, this is not... What has happened? What is going on with this then?
Well, now there's lawsuits.
Against the clinic.
Here's my moral dilemma. Mm-hmm. Because...
Ooh, okay.
I want to know what you think about
it. Okay, cool.
If you sue, I think it tells your child, who I hope you love, mm-hmm. that I now believe you're flawed. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I would sue. Mm-hmm. I don't think, even if I felt there was a payday out of this, mm-hmm. which there probably is, mm-hmm. you know, and there's a race to see. I'm wondering if I could get over the hump that if, you know, by literally saying I'm suing you, mm-hmm. I'm saying now the child that I love is flawed.
Right, right.
What would you do? Would you sue?
Here's what I think I would do.
Okay, tell me. I really want to know. It's very curious.
Yeah. I think that I would not sue individually, but I would hope that there would be a
class action
yes. of the 36 people. That way I would just be included in that. Because right. the clinic should be held accountable for a better vetting process.
Right.
Now, in terms of my child, I would want to be doing research as to say, is schizophrenia inherited?
Right.
You know, is there a gene that can be somehow be tested, or you know, to be because that's an issue that you would want to really deal with.
Yes.
But for the child to know, you know, it's interesting. We live in different times.
Right.
In the sense that I think one of the good things about the times that we live in is that people go, oh, I have anxiety. I'm going to take a week off for mental health issues.
Right.
I mean, everybody just is like, this is just who we are.
Right. Everything's accepting.
Everything is accepting.
Accepting.
Yeah. You know, I'm beautiful. You're beautiful. Mm-hmm. My body's beautiful. And in our days, people were a lot harsher.
Yes.
And this is one of the good things. So, you know, if you were, you know, to be schizophrenic or whatever,
right.
you know, you would hopefully you could take your meds and learn how to survive and all
right.
that stuff. So there's a whole lot of issues in this thing. There's a whole lot of issues. And you think about this too. Here's all these, I guess, were they single women?
I don't know about
some
that.
Of them married.
I don't know about that.
I guess, but that would wanted the best.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah,
and that's an interesting dynamic
because it is.
That's sort of you know like you know it's like 2050 or something. You know, like
they
like,
didn't do a DNA. They didn't do a DNA sample. Maybe they couldn't back then either. About like
how long ago was this?
I don't know how old. You know, I don't know. So I mean, that's how I felt too.
Yeah.
I'm like they picked this sperm because. Looked like Tom Cruise. Gary Shiv is selling his sperm.
Yeah. We never know if he did or not.
I don't know. He could have kept it a secret. So my feeling is they could be like my age now because someone in their 20s and 30s wouldn't buy Tom Cruise lookalike sperm right now.
Right.
You know, that's something that...
They think he's an old man.
Yeah. Why would I want Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
You know, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. But... the four languages, doctorate in neuroscience. And that seems kind of new, too, because back in the day, you know, 30, 20 years ago, there was no real field of neuroscience engineer.
Right.
You were like an MD.
Right.
But there's a lot of people who are neuroscientists
right.
that just have a PhD.
Right. Or, just an old PhD.
Yeah. You know. Exactly.
I
hear
PhD.
I hear neuro. I'm a neuroscientist. I'm like, to me, it's starting to get to the point where, like, you might just say, I'm an ancient alien theorist. It's the same fucking thing to me right now. Because everybody is claiming that they're neuroscientists. Yeah.
I study quantum mechanics.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? I'm an ancient alien theorist. So let's, you know, and your point is what? I know, I'm a little jaded.
I have a YouTube channel.
Exactly. I hate to be that jaded, but sometimes I feel that way. You know, just sometimes, you know, it is what it is. So I just wanted to share that story.
I'm glad you did. That is amazing.
Yeah, and you're right. There needs to be more accountability for the sperm bank.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got something else to tell you real quick, though. Yeah. Okay. Because instead of me just coming into a here, like, fill this out. Tell us about yourself. What's your IQ? Yeah. 160.
Yeah.
And at that moment, Bell should have gone up. Because
I'm picturing myself, you know, taking the guy. He comes walking in. He's got an old khaki army jacket on.
Yeah.
You know.
Haven't paid in a 3 or 4
yeah,
days.
Yeah, exactly. And looking for $35 to you know, so he can deposit his sperm.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he wants, maybe if you have an IQ of 159 or higher, you get $60. I don't know. So he's like, yeah, 160.
Yes.
And yeah, I speak 4 languages. What are they?
Klingon.
Yeah.
English. Klingon.
Pig Latin.
Pig Latin. Sign language. Like, 4 languages.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just kind of like, that's the vetting process, right?
What's your IQ? How high does it go up to? Well, you know, I think like 175. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just take 10, 15, let me shy 50.
It.
Yeah, shave some points off it. So it doesn't look too suspicious. Right. 160. You got a 160? Well, what's your degree in? Well, I'm currently getting my doctorate.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. Yeah. That takes a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you getting in? Science of the brain. Oh, neuroscience. Yes, neuroscience. I mean, I can totally see how he came to his conclusions.
You can totally see it.
And not lie.
Right.
And it's like, well, just sign your name right here, sir.
Yeah, and then think we got a winner.
Yeah. I go, your sperm's going to be expensive.
But here's the thing, too. Wouldn't you want to know, though, if that guy was donating and your kid was going to have, you know, stepfathers or whatever, stepbrothers and sisters.
Well, supposedly, I mean, this sperm
I guess
traveled
it's not a stepbrother.
All across the country.
Yeah.
And half brothers and
half
sisters.
Half brothers, yeah.
You do want to know that. And they need to be a limit on how many kids this sperm can have, you know? So there has to be more things going on. There needs to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would participate in a class action suit just because of the vetting process, not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, they might have paid the guy $35 for his sperm, but they charged the woman probably $30,000. And that $30,000 in there, they could hire, you know, a citizen detective to find out if this sperm donor was truly who they said it was.
Right.
Or was he somebody saying, I'm hearing voices, you know, like, oh. Now, here's the thing, though. I'm hearing voices on paranormal caught on camera message board is a lot different than I'm hearing voices on, like, I don't know, a different message board, you know? So that doesn't tell me enough information
either. It doesn't tell you enough information.
I'm hearing voices.
No.
You could have a spirit in the house.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The spirit said, go to your nearest sperm bank.
Yes. You're broke. You've got something of value. What is it? What is it, voice? Your sperm. For all I know, he could have been giving plasma as well.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's true, too.
So
that's true, too.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But, you know.
But so here's the thing, though. Also, too, I was thinking, were you the one that was telling me about Century 21?
Yes.
And because I was thinking, like, this is why the sperm bank has insurance.
Yes,
hopefully. So that when this happens, they can get covered. But you were telling me about Century 21, which is they've been paying for years, which is a famous kind of
higher end TJ Maxx kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's out in the West.
East Coast.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was in California.
No, it's New York.
Oh, okay. So, and they have been paying for years for
decades.
This, decades for this interruptions insurance.
Yes.
Business interruption. That sounds very sexual, doesn't it?
It does.
And now they, because their business has been interrupted by COVID, mm-hmm. they're applying for this insurance and they're not getting it. Is that correct?
Right. And this is what's going on. All these businesses who've been paying years and years and years because of business, you know, business interruption insurance,
right.
The insurance company is not paying right now, yeah. and they're going to fight every step of the way not to pay.
Wow.
That's
insurance for you.
It is insurance. Basically insurance is just a way for them to take your money.
Yeah.
And then hopefully nothing.
There's a whole lot of people in the world that will take your money.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of people that will
willingly give it to
money.
You.
Yeah.
You know.
How do you switch that around so that you've got people wanting to give you their money?
I think open an insurance company. That's possible. And then you think about Warren Buffett, who has several in his he's purchased several insurance companies back
yeah,
in the day.
Yeah.
And you go, well, that's one reason why he made a ton of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I understand that this is a global pandemic, but it is interesting because I think of this pie of this, you know, of slices of like here is the problem. We've got businesses that are struggling, had to close down. Now have to close down permanently because they don't have the money to stay open or right. reopen or whatever. Right. And then you have state governments performing in certain ways that might be different than the federal government mm-hmm. and not having real clear-cut guidelines. Mm-hmm. You have Target and Walmart being just saying they're essential. Mm-hmm. And yet, so you can go in there and buy your lawn furniture, but the business down the street that actually just sells lawn furniture, mm-hmm. you're not essential. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. And so you go in. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, mm-hmm. we need to have a cleanse. And so then I see your point. Mm-hmm. We need to have some lawsuits because when this happens again, I hope not for another 100 years, but maybe these situations will have been cleared up.
Right, right.
And so the sperm bank can come to grips and go, okay, we need to vet our people.
A little bit
And
better.
Just by signing your name, because let me say something, sperm bank, if you're listening to us now, I want you to hear me when I've said, I have forged my mom and dad's signature on many things. And I'm just saying a little vetting from that 30 grand that you're going to get from the woman mm-hmm. to just take a turkey baster, basically.
Right, and, that's true.
I mean, that's all they're doing.
Right.
And collecting a 30 grand, you know, take a little bit of that money and vet the sperm.
Right.
Vet it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe do a little DNA testing.
Ask the sperm.
Talk to it.
Yeah. Just put it under a lie detector.
And, you know, you used to tell me, now I don't know if this is true or not, but you used to tell me that sometimes crazy people give you the best crazy sex.
True.
Okay. So what if that guy just was, because he's a little crazy, mm-hmm. he just had a lot of sperm. They're like, this guy's a winner. He just keeps coming back and back, and he's just giving us more than enough. It's like they think they won the lottery.
Yeah, it's Yahtzee.
It's Yahtzee.
Yeah.
It's Yahtzee for sure. I'm just saying, like, every time we inject it, every time we do the tape, his little guys just swim. They know exactly where to swim. He's just good sperm. Now, in driving this week, yesterday specifically, we talked about sperm banks right now.
Right.
And
you went past one?
No. I went past one, a billboard, a huge billboard in Chicago mm-hmm. that said, we are here for you. And the bottom, it had BUSEY bank. What does that say?
I would say Bussy?
I would think Bussy Bank.
Bussy Bank. We are here for you.
Yeah, it's the Bussy Bank.
As opposed to the
sperm bank. Because B and P sound really close together. It really does.
But hey, if the sperms can have a bank,
why can't the bussies? That's what I'm saying. And so this week, I got a text for you and I.
Okay.
From Hillary and Quinn.
Uh-huh.
And it was...
Was it regarding Greece?
No, it was not.
Oh.
It was in regards to all the wildfires that were occurring
yeah.
in California.
Right.
Like horrible
yeah.
situation.
Yeah.
And then Hillary saw she took a snapshot of her Facebook feed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody wrote, calling all WAPs, WAPS. Yes. No, WAPS.
You know what those are.
We need your help with these fires. And then one other comment below that was like, somebody wrote, gross. And then, but Hillary wrote, well, this is the best thing I've seen all day. And I thought, because wouldn't it be lovely if they could just go to the Bussy Bank
and get some WAPS.
And get some WAPS.
And put out those goddamn
fires.
Fires.
And then I thought, and so I texted her back a day later because I thought, there is a joke there. And
there is.
And I thought to myself, you know, hey, you know, premenopausal and postmenopausal WAPS just don't do it. You know, I'm like, there's got to be something there, but I don't know. And I let it go. I let it go.
Just what you just did was good enough, Jules.
Was it good enough?
Oh, yeah, it was good enough.
Just sharing it with you was good
enough. It was great.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that, did you hear me laugh? That was great.
I know.
When I got it.
When you got it.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't know what WAP is, Google it.
Yeah.
Because everybody's been singing the song.
Yeah.
Mom's been singing the song.
But I'm going to sing a different song.
Yes,
and
you are.
I'm going to
do
that.
Well, you're doing a soliloquy.
Yes. Well, no, not really. Yeah, it is a soliloquy. But don't tell everybody yet.
Okay. Well, I got to give everybody a clue.
Okay.
Okay. If think dusk till dawn.
Yeah, that's all you got to say.
And Cheech and Chong.
Right.
Or just Cheech.
Right.
That's all you got to know.
Right.
And my mom has a mustache. And she's got the words written down, and she's gonna do that, and she's gonna be happy, and it's just fun.
It's gonna be good. I'm gonna do it for Halloween.
Oh, okay, cool. You're giving yourself some time then.
Yeah,
I love it.
Well,
I
don't know if I might do it sooner.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I was gonna tell you something. It was kind of. Do you know who Wheeler Walker Jr. is?
No.
Mm-mm. Me either.
Is he a singer?
He's a singer.
Yeah.
And remember years or months ago or weeks ago, we were at the river and this younger, two guys, younger.
That's who sings
they
that?
They were playing this music.
Yeah, over and over again.
And it was so sexualized.
Yes.
But kind of fun.
Yeah.
So I listened to the classic Adam Carolla, and he had on this acoustic guitar player because you know, and they were talking about how it actually sounds better acoustically than you know, and it was this guy just like singing the most sexually weird songs, like
and this is Wheeler Walker Jr.
Yes. And it was just funny enough that you're like, oh, I don't feel insulted or threatened.
Right.
But it was just so, and I'm going to play it later for you because like they were two songs.
Yeah.
One was I Want to F You in the in the Light.
Yeah.
And one of his lines was F green people, you know, I'm going to keep the lights on. And one song was about like, hey,
what was the one that we heard though? Was I Want to F Your Brains Out?
Yes.
Over and over again.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this could be the guy.
Yeah, it could be.
He toured with Kid Rock.
Oh, possibly.
Which makes sense.
Makes sense.
And so I was like, oh my God. When I heard on Adam Carolla, I'm thinking, oh, I'm really liking this.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you don't know where it's going. Because he talks about missing the times in Kentucky with his first love, just missing those times. And then he goes, you know, I heard you gained some weight, but that's okay. Just bring over your big boobies over here and I'll just go down on them. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, I'm like, so he takes this really weird turn.
Yeah.
He's like telling me how, so you know, it's so like, I love you so, so much. I want to F your brains out. You're like, oh my God, what's going on here? And so you realize you end up being so completely happy during this song.
Yeah.
Because he takes you on this one road where he's the best country singer, great guitar player.
Yeah, acoustic.
Sweet. You're like, oh man, I can, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, by the way, we're exiting towards trash right now. And I'm going to say something really foul towards you, but you're going to smile and you're going to love it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, I do kind of love it. And I know I shouldn't love it. And that's what's naughty about this.
Yes.
I go, thank you. Yeah. You know, I'm liking it.
Yes.
And in the world where WAP is the number one song.
Right.
And all of these women are out there singing it because there's a part that's so naughty and fun that you're going, you know what? In this world where we can't, we have to be prim and proper or we can't say anything wrong. Darn it. I'm going to say something.
We're going to say something wrong.
I'm going to say something wrong and enjoy it.
Yes.
Enjoy it.
And make other people enjoy it too as well.
Exactly.
Say it so loud.
So loud. I didn't tell you this. But this week, I was at this new place.
Diamond V.
No. Diamond V was great.
Yeah.
I had to get a trailer, though, at this new place. It's like this, you basically you go in scared. Because
is this the one in Cicero?
Illinois Transit. It's in Willsburg or something like that, uh-huh. south of Joliet, and way south. And I get my chassis, I get my trailer, I'm in line for a half an hour to 45 minutes to check out. And it's a dual line. And so unfortunately, you're with a trucker off and on the entire time. And so I realize there's a line. So I realize I have to hurry and get in line and then work on is my semi lockdown, is the chassis and the trailer connected, you know, all this stuff. So I get in line and
Julie, you're amazing.
Well, thank you. But
you are amazing.
This dolly handle before when I tried to raise up the dolly was so incredibly hard and slow that I could only raise up a little bit so to get in line to do the rest of the way. And so I'm out in my truck and this guy next to me, he's like seeing me, goes, maybe you can push it in more and get more tension. I go, it won't go in more. And then he goes, ah, that's what they all said. I'm like, ah, ha, 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 you know, sexual joke. And I start laughing a little bit.
That's what she said.
Yeah, and so that now he thinks he can joke around with me.
Oh no.
Yes.
Oh no.
Oh no.
No.
Oh
no. No. You give him an inch,
he'll take a mile.
Yeah.
Okay. And
the problem is with their inches, they think it is a mile.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, because they're measuring from the taint all the way out.
Well, that's my reference to Greg, though, because Greg, remember, he wants to patent the measuring tool.
Yes.
To measure men's penises.
Yes.
But it's all like
A centimeter is actually an inch.
Yeah.
Like it says 12 inches, but it's really just 12 centimeters. And you're like, oh, man. Exactly. I thought that was a brilliant idea, by the way.
It's probably been done before.
I don't know if it has or not. Okay. So so he jumps out and he does my thing for me.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does it help?
Yeah. Well, because he's stronger and, you know, he took my hammer and he hammered the thing in.
Yeah.
So it can go up into a higher gear.
Yeah.
And so now he's saying the word hammering in. Okay. And so I'm like, oh, thanks, sir. I appreciate it. And so I get in my semi, he's in his, and we're literally together the entire time. He moves up, I move up, we start chatting. We start chit-chatting. He goes, you own your semi? I go, well, my dad and I own this semi. And he goes, I've been thinking about becoming an owner-operator. I go, oh. And he goes, I go, yeah, you know, it takes care of your family. You know, you can do that. He goes, yeah. I go, do you want to go over the road? And he goes, no, I've got a family. You know, I'm like, oh, okay. So he's letting me know he's got a family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during this conversation, though, he starts, at some point, it does take a turn for the weirdness.
It already has.
Because at some point, he looks at me and he goes, he does this, like, you, me. And he does this with his fingers. And it's like, two fingers on the bottom, and he goes like this, rubs them back and forth. Like in sign language, it means to sit. Uh-huh. So if you know sign language, you do the sign for sit.
Yeah.
And he rubs it back and forth. And I'm like, are you trying to tell me you want me to sit in your face or I'm going to sit in your face? I don't know what he wants me to do. But I'm like keeping a smile face on because even though, like I told you guys last week, I'm walking like a monster. I get really pretty hair. my COVID hair
is COVID hair.
And a head down.
Yeah.
So I got kind of pretty hair.
Yeah.
And then as we're just chit chatting, he goes, you know, it gets kind of lonely out here in the road. I go, yeah, and it's nice.
And you got that big sleeper.
And I go, it's not. And he's in a day cab. Yeah. I have a sleeper, and I go, it's just nice to talk to people, isn't it? I go. He goes, it is. I go, yeah, we're all just out here, and I go, I mean, such nice people on the road. and he goes, you know, and he goes, and at some point, and I have my truck on, so we're not totally. And he goes, yeah, he goes, you know, and he goes, you know. And I go, he goes, oh, I hope I'm offending you. I go, no, you're making my day. You know, I know nothing's going to happen.
Right, exactly.
I don't feel threatened by this guy.
Of course not.
I feel he's a numbers man.
Right.
The more he does this, someone's going to say yes.
Yes.
Like if I was my friend Melissa.
Yeah. She would have said yes.
She would have gone, you know what? We got 2 minutes before we move up a spot.
Yeah.
Hop on in, baby. She would have done that.
Yeah.
So but we're having a nice chit chat. And then at one point he goes, yeah, you know, and I really feel it's all about the heart. And I thought, now I'm pissed because it's like saying I have a good personality and fuck you and the fucking horse you rode in on. And so, but I'm still talking to him. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, that's nice. It's about my heart.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, and his name is Marquise. And I'm like,
Marquise. Really?
Yes. Yes. And so, and I'm like, all right, then. And I go, well, I'm Julie Marquise. It was a pleasure meeting you. And I go, and you got a space up ahead there, mister. You better pull up. And so then I would pull up. And then we're literally for a half hour, we're just playing tag. And I'm not going to, you know, I felt being like I was being captive.
Right.
But I also felt completely safe.
Oh yeah. Come on.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, for heaven's sakes, like that. Two hammers.
Yeah.
Screwdriver.
Just because you've left your pepper spray at home.
Yes. And also, the guy's just chit-chatting. We're, you know.
Yeah.
How often does he see a girl who walks like a monster with really pretty hair? And then at some point, I did feel like, oh, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even if he was just going after my heart.
Yeah. Like, he had a heart on for you.
Exactly. He had a heart on for my heart. And so that was.
That's a good story.
Yeah. I felt it was a little miracle in the sense of in this time where people are supposed to be very politically correct.
And woke.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
You were letting somebody flirt with you.
And
do that finger thing, whatever that meant.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what that meant. But
I honestly, if what you're showing me meant sit on me.
I'm not sure. It's a sign for sit.
Right. And then going back and forth means.
Yeah. Like a lap dance, maybe.
Yeah.
Sit on my lap and then gyrate around.
Something about moving on your lap.
And, and then you can keep your pants on. I keep my pants on. And I'm like, okay, well, that's a lot going on there. And I got my sciatic nerve activated. None of this is happening. Dude, just realize that you made some girl's day.
Just realize I have a hammer,
yeah,
a screwdriver, and a bolt cutter.
Yeah.
That cuts like butter.
And yes, now that I'm thinking about it, I have so many things that can be sexually referenced.
Yes.
That you could always add the last line, like, that's what she said. That's what he said. Hammer? I didn't touch her. You know, and in the course of the day, you know, these men out there, they may just need a little feminine touch.
They need a little feminine. That's right.
You know.
They need a little to be able to go back and forth with a woman.
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Would you call that cheating adjacent, what happened between him and I?
Not really.
I wouldn't either.
I couldn't. I mean, hell, like, remember when we were in Nevada, Las Vegas?
Yes.
And that guy kept rubbing me.
Yes.
And then he'd roll the dice.
Yeah, give a little bit more context. It's just kind of, you know, remember I was in Vegas and that guy was rubbing me and then he gave me dice? Yeah.
No, he was throwing the dice.
We were at a game, but we were in public.
Yes.
And?
At a blackjack table.
No.
No? What is that thing? What is that game?
Craps.
Craps.
Yeah, not to be confused with crabs.
Yeah, and he would rub me.
Yeah.
Before he threw the dice. Is
yes.
that right? Yeah.
Yes.
And
for
he
good
was
luck.
Winning for good luck.
And he was winning.
And I just let him because I was like, well, if it helps, it helps.
Yeah.
I'm not going to run away and marry him.
No. And
I got a big bunch of tickets for some drinks afterwards.
And he also gave you a couple chips.
Yes.
He shared the
chips.
Wealth.
That's right.
And honestly, you did feel like you were lucky.
Yeah. And honestly, I still remember it.
It's kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of like the blue dot that came in the Inquirer.
Yeah.
Like, if you rub this blue dot, you'll win the lottery.
Or for that week, you'll have good luck.
Yes. And so,
you have to buy your Inquirer every week.
Oh,
for
right.
For the fresh blue dot.
Oh, right. It only lasts a week.
A week, yeah.
And that's exactly.
And then it kind of wore out.
Yeah.
You had to get your new Inquirer.
And that's how you kind of were, weren't you?
Yeah.
At some point.
I would wear out. You got to Wear me down.
I'm no longer lucky. Stop filling me up.
You took all the luck from me.
Yeah, I'm now a cooler.
You drained me.
I cool the table down.
That's right.
Exactly. So those are all my stories from the road. I mean,
wow.
Saturday. And the last thing I want to do is get into my truck again because I was in my truck all week.
Oh, it was sad for me to
but
watch that.
I have to tell you, I had the best night.
Yeah.
I listened to Dr. Joe
Dispenza.
Uh-huh. I did my YouTube AI thing, which I just put on a Google one song and then I let Google, search one song and I let the AI decide what I'm going to hear for the next 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That was lovely.
Was it good?
Oh, it was great. It was great. I got some cheaper gas, try a new place. I wanted to go here. I was getting close to being on low fuel, but I knew that this Citgo had really low, cheaper gas in Chicago, which is really weird. Mm-hmm. And, they're open 24 hours.
What?
Except on Saturday night.
Oh.
And I get there at 9:58.
What time do they close?
Close at 10. Like, is that
did
not
they
a miracle?
Let you?
Of course he did.
Oh, sweet.
He was totally sweet.
Oh.
Totally sweet.
You're so
just
cool.
Just a family got family outfit next to these big truck stops
you're
that
so
charge
cool.
$2.50 a gallon.
Yeah.
I got mine for $2.19. I'm like,
I was gonna, you know what I saw? $2.22, but that's great.
Either one was good,
no,
right?
$2.19.
And so I just felt blessed everywhere and I was listening. And then about an hour away from home though, I started getting real tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I had plans on cleaning my semi out when I got to my truck stop and parking my truck. And I'm like, oh, my God, not going to happen. I'm just going home. I'll deal with that tomorrow. That's tomorrow's worry.
Yes.
You know, let future Julie deal with that.
Yes, exactly.
Let her deal
poor,
with that.
Poor future Julie.
Yeah, poor. She's got a
poor
lot.
Poor future Chris.
She's got a lot to deal with. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
Oh, my God, Julie, it was so fast. And it was great.
It was great. It was great.